Nolte, former comedian Jon Stewart melts down over Breitbart story. By Jon Nolte on April 21, 2022. Jon Stewart, a former comedian most famous for playing himself on The Larry Sanders Show, suffered a Twitter meltdown Wednesday over a Breitbart News report about his ratings, or lack thereof. On Tuesday, Breitbart News reported that Jon Stewart's new streaming show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, is a flop with just 40,000 viewers out of 20 million Apple TV subscribers. The day following our published report, the multimillionaire freaked out. But, as you will see in the embedded tweets below, he did not dispute the numbers. Notably, the former comedian did not defend his ratings. Not with actual data, but instead broke the news he's been renewed for a second season, which I'm told was met by cheers by tens of people all across the nation. Apparently, Stewart sees this renewal as proof of his success. The truth, however, as we all know, is that left-wing tech and entertainment companies are affirmative action outposts for individuals who think and speak in the approved manner. In other words, Jon Stewart could attract an audience as small as 0.25% of Apple TV's subscriber base and still get renewed. As proof of that, Jon Stewart is, in fact, attracting 0.25% of Apple TV's subscriber base and still got renewed. That's not success. That's affirmative action. That's being rewarded for selling your soul to become a faithful servant to a multinational corporation that makes money from slave labor. The fact that Stewart accepts this blood money and adds lies and funny faces to his cowardly palace guarding only further proves how desperate he is to please his Apple masters, thus increasing his chance for renewal. In summation, the formula for success at Apple TV has nothing to do with merit and everything to do with your ability to look the other way at atrocities and do what you're told. The problem with Jon Stewart, if you'll pardon the expression, is that he's an aging sellout with blood on his hands. Admittedly, Breitbart News was on the bubble about responding to Stewart's tantrum. Breitbart frequently deals with those who pick desperate fights with us in the hopes that the attention will boost their clicks and viewers. Normally, our baseline to engage with those struggling in obscurity is that they must reach an audience of at least 250,000, or more than 6 times Stewart's audience. In this case, an exception was made for the lols. Follow Jon Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.